In this episode, I'm going to talk about the one thing that most humans hate. This is the Authentic Persuasion Show. All right, so let's talk about this here. How can I make a statement about what most humans hate? And I'm not talking about clowns or spiders or sharks or heights or loud noises. I'm talking about change. It is the bane of the existence of management, leadership, and owners of companies when they need to make a change, they need their team to pivot in some way, and the team fights back. And for you in the sales role, if you're listening or watching this, you know what that's like, where you've got a process, you've got something that's going one direction, you know what to expect, maybe in your day, maybe in your week, in the role that you have. And then your company says, all right, we're going to change things. Here's new leads. Here's new script. Here's a new CRM. Here's some new technology. Here's new pricing. Or if they just want to destroy their whole sales team, here's a new comp plan. That's usually not for the better. But all of that falls under change, and we just don't like it. We being humans. Now, there's lots of reasons why we don't like it. Mostly, it's because that primal part of our brain, the amygdala, remembers not too long ago where everything out there was trying to kill us. The elements, animals, big animals, small animals, the wrong foods, migrating at the wrong time of the year. So many things out there designed to kill us if we make a mistake. Safest way to be successful in the world not too long ago is to stick to what you know. Go to the same place at the same time of the year, right? Seasonal migration. Eat the same foods, hunt the same things. Protect yourself against the same elements or the same creatures. Stick to what you know. Change is dangerous. The unknown is risky, and change and the unknown equals death. That part of our brain is still operating today, even though there's very few things, if you're watching or listening to this, that is truly trying to kill you. I joke and say the most dangerous thing in most people's lives are probably drivers who are distracted and or on their phone when they shouldn't be, and the havoc that that person can wreak on others, right? Like, that's the most dangerous thing I'm worried about when I'm walking down the street, is that scenario. Otherwise, our world is pretty safe, all considering, but our brain doesn't see it that way. Our brain is constantly worried about that. Now, when it comes to change management, which is a huge area of study, and a lot of effort goes into that to helping companies manage and mitigate change, roll out change, and be able to handle it, the biggest thing you can do if you want to be effective at having a team that will change and pivot for the right business reasons, right? When you know that you need to make a move and it makes sense to keep the ship alive, to keep the ship successful, to generate more revenue, whatever that might be, is hiring the right people. Now, you might have expected or thought that I was going to talk about like way to have meetings and way to set it up and tell people this and do maybe some kind of feedback sandwich, right? With change management, where it's like a positive and then a negative and then a positive. All of that stuff is secondary. It's kind of like sales process, right? Strategies, tactics, things you can say in a sales conversation are good, but secondary, if you don't have your mindset right and you don't understand your role as a leader to that prospect, none of that other stuff matters. In this case here with change management, the biggest and best thing you can do is hiring the right people. Now, how do you hire the right people? Well, first, you have to know who you want to hire and who's going to be a good fit, which means you have to know what your company culture is. You have to have a mission, a vision, and core values documented and not just written out as an exercise, right? I've seen companies that do that just to placate investors or because they have to put something on their website and they check that box and it really doesn't mean anything internal. And so there's no energy behind it. When it's done right, that mission statement, that vision statement, and your core values are what the company is focused on, where they're going, and the guide for all decisions. The reason you write out core values and why those are so important is when a decision comes up by any member of the team from the top down, and you have to decide, okay, do I respond to the customer like this? Do I do this with the marketing? Do I do this in my sales conversation? Do I do this with a current client that's asking for a refund or wants to cancel? Those core values are the guiding decisions in the absence of a manager or somebody else saying, do X, not Y. The core values are the guide, right? If your core values are integrity or this or that or whatever it might be, then that is where your decisions come from, right? And then you know if you're in alignment with the company or not. If you're a leader in the company or if you're owner of a business, you must have those in place. Now, here's the thing is even if you don't have those documented, they're in place. Your company has a culture. All companies have a culture, and it stems from what is tolerated, right? What you get in life is based on what you tolerate. And if you're at a company, you run a company, and you let people do fill in the blank, that will then become the standard and that will then become the culture, right? If you let your salespeople not make their follow-up calls and you don't hold them accountable and you let them slide on that, you hadn't let them slide for hitting their quota and let them slide on giving discounts all the time, that will by default make and create your company culture. That will become the company culture because that's what's tolerated and that's what you've allowed them to do, kind of like parenting, right? Is that you can have a specific plan when parenting and wanting to raise a child and have certain parameters in place on what the expectations are, or you can just wing it and see what happens. And then they will learn what you accept, what you tolerate, and what you don't tolerate. And that will become their mode. Same thing with company, right? It's all the same type of structure. So the key is you want to have those things in place. Again, if you don't have them documented, they're still there. You still have a company culture, and that company culture will be strong or not, positive or negative, and it will be able to handle change or it will not. But if you want to be successful at change management, you have to have mission, vision, and core values, and then you have to hire for those, right? You want to hire for someone who's a good fit for the company first, has the right attitudes and strengths that you're looking for. Like I talked about in other episodes with the sales success traits, like openness, curiosity, creativity, persistence, and authenticity. You want to hire for company culture fit, hire for those five sales success traits. Then the skills are secondary, third, tertiary, fourth, airy, whatever, like just throw them down the list because that doesn't matter. I had a friend a long time ago, chiropractor, what he told me is his hiring mantra was hire the smile, train the skill. You cannot train someone how to have an attitude, a different attitude, one that fits with your company. I have another friend who wrote something and he talks about the hospitality gene from what he learned in the cruise industry, being in HR and hiring thousands and thousands of people for giant cruise companies, is that people either have the hospitality gene or they don't. And we all know what that's like as a customer. When you go to a hotel, when you go on vacation, when you fly anywhere, when you go on a cruise, those people who you can tell they're in the right spot and they genuinely care from a place of hospitality. And then those people who you're like, please stop doing this business because you obviously don't have a knack for it and you don't care and you're not giving me the experience I want. So that's why hire the smile and train the skill is so important, because a lot of people think, okay, I'm just going to hire the skill because I need salespeople. But then they end up with salespeople who aren't a good cultural fit, who don't believe in the mission, vision, and core values, and don't have the attitude that they want as a company. And then what happens is sometimes you have this marginally good producer, sometimes top producer, who's also poisonous and toxic from a culture standpoint and is terrible. And so many times you get to a breaking point as a leader where you have to fire that top producer because they're so toxic, because they do not fit in with the team and they are undermining everything that you're trying to do as a company, including when it comes time to change, which is where we wrap back into this topic where it's so important to hire the right people. Cultural fit, mission, vision, core values, attitude, and skill sets from that point. And then the rest of it, as far as the actual sale ability, sales skills, you can teach those. If someone's not open and someone's not curious, doesn't matter how much training, they're not going to go for it. And if they don't believe in your mission, if they're not on board with your vision, and they don't align with your core values, when it's time to roll out a new CRM or a different script or different pricing, or like I saw with the pandemic where a lot of companies had to pivot like crazy, your team will not be on board because they're there for a job. They think they're smarter than you and they don't like your systems and processes. And that's not going to fit and it's not going to pivot. So again, if you want to be really effective at change management, It's not about the feedback sandwich. It's not about how do I set this up in meetings as much as it is having the right people for the right reasons who are a good fit with your company.